Now, this year, after years of working at it, I'm finally going. Actually going along to have fun at Electric Picnic and enjoy myself. We've saved up, got each other Christmas presents of money for the tickets, and now it's sold out. So all you people who have tickets, as well as myself, need to start thinking about getting festival fit. How are we going to do this in style and make the most out of it? Well, festival fanatic Pat Carty is here with me now to talk about how to get ready for the picnic.
Morning, Tara. How are you doing?
I have to be honest, I've been crossing off the days to get talking to you about this.
Right. Well, I'm the same. I mean, this is my whole year is based around the Electric Picnic. It's the whole thing. I normally go to a few festivals every year, but this year with family and things getting in the way, hasn't happened. So the Electric Picnic is the one. We've been waiting for it. Me, my friends, already ready to go, you know. This weekend, we're put aside, weather permitting, the tent unveiling ceremony where we take the tent out of the shed, or tent out of the shed even. And what we do is just see what kind of state it's in, the smell, all that kind of thing. Get the kids involved, pretend I'm being a good daddy for the day, you know, have a few beers as well. Great, you know. That's the first step. Get the tent, okay?
So, now, Pat, has this tent been scrunched up in a ball, tucked in, and hasn't been out for the year?
Yes.
We all know that musty tent smell.
Well, Monday morning of the Electric Picnic last year, I wasn't in great shape, you know. We put this tent together and we put it in the car and we put it in the shed and that's where it is and okay. We'll see. We may have to go and buy another tent. You know, hopefully not, but we may have to, you know.
Now, I'm thinking of getting, I have one, but I think after an hour all the air goes out of it, a blow-up mattress. Do you go that route or am I being a bit fussy? I need my sleep.
Yeah, that's a bit girly, to be honest with you. You're going to sleep on the ground, okay? Now, I always bring my car, to insist on driving in case the weather gets, and then I separate off from the herd and go and sleep in the car park and don't tell anybody about it.
Oh, good. See, this is the type of thing I need you to share. I'm serious, Pat. I need my sleep. I'm panicking though. One of the whole reasons that I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it is I like a bed. I like sleep. And I cannot do 3 days of madness without it.
Well, if you like sleep, it's not really the place for you, you know, to be honest with you. There's quiet campsites. I've never been in those. I don't know what that's like. We kind of camp as close as we can to the action and stay up as long as we can, you know, because it's our big weekend away. But
and tell us about that. So how many of you go? How do you do it?
It's normally four or five. There's five gone this year. And some new recruits. So again, the tent will be another thing that we'll have to consider. Who's going to fit in the tent? I know you were talking about EpiPens this morning. A lot of men in a tent, a different kind of nut allergy breaks out, you know. So you have to try and avoid that if you can. Is that okay?
not
making little of anyone's affliction.
Sorry, children.
Like but so that's that. The fun for us starts on the Friday morning. I mean, we get into the tent, or the car, sorry, as early as possible, to get down as early as possible.
Okay.
Because every year, more and more people go to this festival. The queues, as regards on the road, the car, they get longer and longer.
You're right, because there's no oxygen this year as well, so I reckon more tickets will be sold for this.
Yeah. Exactly. I think I read there was an extra 8,000 or something like that put on, and sold out again this year. No surprise there, really. But we get down as early as we can, get the best car parking spot we can. I have a place where I park the car, which I'm not going to talk about in case there's loads of other people there.
I know you're going to tell me that.
I'm not. And we get a tent as close to a stage called the Salty Dog as we can, which is where we spend a lot of time at the weekend. And it means that you don't have far to go to the tent. You can also leave a lot of the supplies in the car. You can go out there, come back in, you know, make a beer run now and again, you know. The Salty Dog lets you bring your own refreshments into it, so that's good as well, you know. And that's the way we plan it. And we try to get down there and have everything going by about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. I think the first band is on at maybe 2 or something like that on a Friday, you know. And that's it for the weekend, you know.
Now, you're not telling us about something that you've started your preparation. You have been in training.
That's right, yeah. Well, I stopped eating about a week ago. You know, you really have to try and avoid that at festivals completely, you know. The facilities, and this is not to knock anybody working at these things, they work very, very hard. But if you don't visit the facilities first thing in the morning, you shouldn't visit them, you know. And that's from a man's point of view. I'm sure it's worse for ladies who have to sit down at every visit. We don't have to do that, thank God.
You know what? I am actually nervous laughing at this. But I did get a great tip yesterday. We got a great tip from Dave Sherry. He was saying that have a look out. You can't miss the vans that come in. We're just going to fly through this very quickly. They clean the toilets regularly. Have a look for that and then go.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the thing. Watch them like a hawk, you know.
Okay.
Otherwise, I mean, the week before, maybe for the Monday to Wednesday, just have a bran diet. Everything's finished by Friday by the time you get down there. Hold your breath then for the weekend. That'll be about it.
And also, but you guys are trying. I mean, you're rock and roll. You go to an awful lot of gigs all year round and you're meeting up with your friends and your college mates. And you're, you know, a lot of you at this stage have kids or whatever, but you like to do this. This is the lads' weekend. This is all about the fun, the music, the comedy, everything else that Electric Picnic has to offer. And you like to impress each other.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, if you've ever seen a Rocky movie, you know that the week before is kind of like the montage in the Rocky movie where you're out, you're lifting weights and you're running around and people are watching it first of all thinking, oh, that's stupid. And then they think, no, he can do it, he can do it, he can do it, he might be able to do it. And so you're meeting fellas from all over the world and you meet people at this that you'd only meet at this, you know. So I have friends that I meet at this that I would you know, I wouldn't have seen them since this time last year. And you don't want to let yourself down, you know. It's not a fashion show. I mean, you need, what do you need? You need a good pair of boots, okay? Wellies are an option. They're not an option for me. Cowboy boots is what you need. And you need a good hat. And the hat has many functions at a festival like this. First of all, covers up the ravages of age on your head, first of all. And also, I tend to go for a Stetson, a big, big hat, which I think can be seen from space. I'm not sure. But it's a good, if you get separated from the herd, people can see you at stages and catch you. So it's good like that.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
and what about baby wipes? Too girly?
No, we would bring demos as well because there is no, you know, you won't get near the facilities. You bring some toilet roll as well in case of emergencies, obviously, you know.
And then your other top couple of things to bring, Pat?
Beer. I would bring plenty of beer. I would bring a toothbrush. That's really essential. Water is sometimes something. We bring a lot of that. It's great in the morning and all that. That's it, really.
Brilliant.
Tents and everything. Don't bring, what else would I say?
I know
we talked about this. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, what's new for this year, Pat, because I know we're going to have to let you go in a couple of minutes. What's new this year is the whole fine dining, because Derry Clark is doing this thing where it's all going, all the proceeds are going to Console. And given the week that's in it with Robin Williams, this is the charity that supports people after suicide and is involved with the prevention of suicide. It's expensive, but if you can do it, every penny goes to it. I can't see you and the lads doing it, though.
It's not really my thing at that. I mean, there's a lot of things that I really haven't seen at the Electric Picnic in that kind of area. There's a whole food area. I don't really want to go and see people cook. That's not really for me. Or there's a poetry slam as well. I'll probably miss that too.
I'm taking all of those. Well, if I can afford the fine dining, I'm going to be there. You get to dress up in gowns and suits.
But I mean, a point to make is that it is for everybody. I mean, you know, people bring their children to this festival. That's not really for me either. I don't agree.
Listen, and originally I had bought a family pass tickets, okay? I had all these plans, kind of, you know, doing it that way, but at the end of the day, the younger two are 2 and 4. Why would I do that to myself? So no.
I would agree with you. I have two beautiful daughters, Isabella and Savannah. Hello, girls. That ask me year after year would I bring them. But I've seen people with children at it. And for me, it doesn't seem to work. It's great during the day. And then it gets to 6 o'clock and the kids want to go home. The parents want to stay. I don't know what they do then, you know. So for me, no.
Pat, listen, I'm going to be following you around Electric Picnic and I'm going to find that car park space.
No, you're not.
Thank you so much, Pat Carty.
Thank you.
Festival fanatic. And now Outkast, who are headlining the Electric Picnic.